Winnie and Wilbur. The Haunted House. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. It was a lovely, warm, sunny afternoon. Winnie the Witch thought she'd have a sleep. She sat down in her big armchair, shut her eyes, and in 2 minutes she was snoring. Wilbur, Winnie's big black cat, thought he'd have a sleep too. He curled up on a cushion, shut his eyes, and in 3 minutes... A bumblebee flew in through the window. Wilbur liked to chase bumblebees. He jumped up at the bumblebee and missed. He jumped up again, higher, missed the bumblebee and landed. In the big vase of flowers on Winnie's table. Crash, smash, splash. Winnie woke up.
Oh no, my best vase, she said. Did you do that, Wilbur?
But she couldn't see Wilbur anywhere.
Where are my glasses?
Asked Winnie.
Who took them?
She bent down to look for them. Wilbur shot out from under Winnie's chair. Where could he hide? Behind the curtains. Swish! Crash! Down came the curtains on top of Winnie.
Blithering broomsticks!
She shouted. Winnie crawled out from under the curtains.
Who did that? Was it a ghost? Is my house haunted?
Wilbur raced up the stairs. Where could he hide? Then he saw the perfect place. Winnie would never look up there. Wilbur jumped onto the banister and then sprang onto the chandelier. The chandelier swung from side to side. Wilbur hung on tightly. Perhaps the chandelier wasn't a good idea. Wilbur jumped back onto the banister just in time. Crash! It definitely wasn't a good idea. Winnie rushed into the hall.
My beautiful chandelier!
She cried.
My house is haunted. There must be a spell to fix a haunted house.
Winnie picked up her big book of spells and quickly turned over the pages. Yes, there it was. A spell for fixing a haunted house, wasn't it? It was hard to read it without her glasses. She shut her eyes, stamped her foot 3 times, waved her magic wand, and shouted,
Abracadabra!
Whoosh! There was a great gust of wind, and everything went dark. Owls and bats flew overhead. Skeletons rattled on the staircases. Spiders' webs hung from the ceilings, thick with hairy spiders. Ghosts slithered through the walls. Ooh, ooh, they cried. Winnie's house really was a haunted house.
Boo!
Shouted a ghost. Winnie was very surprised. She jumped back into a sticky spider's web. A big, hairy spider tickled her nose.
Eek! Yuck!
Wilbur came running down the stairs.
Meow! Meow!
He cried.
Don't be frightened, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
I must have made a mistake with my spell.
She looked in the big book of spells again, and a swooping owl knocked her glasses onto her nose.
So that's where they were,
she said. Winnie looked carefully at the spell. It said, to make a haunted house.
Oh dear,
said Winnie.
I didn't see to make.
Winnie looked at the next spell. It said, to fix a haunted house, do the haunting spell backwards.
That should work,
Winnie said. She opened her eyes wide, waved her foot high in the air three times, waved her wand backwards, and shouted,
Abba-da-cabba!
Whoosh! All was quiet. Winnie's haunted house was Winnie's house again. But it was a very messy house. There were bits of vase, heaps of curtains, and chunks of chandelier everywhere.
Never mind,
Winnie said.
I'll soon clean it up.
She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And the vase, the curtains, and the chandelier were as good as new.
That's a very useful spell,
Winnie said. Then Winnie sat down in an armchair. She thought she'd finish her sleep. Wilbur climbed onto her lap. He really needed sleep.
We've had an exciting day, haven't we, Wilbur?
Winnie said.
I don't suppose I'll ever know what was haunting my house.
I hope not, Wilbur thought. He said.